Greetings all. Can you say God bless the Prayer, Power, and Praise Ministries Network? I am honored. 7 years ago, God told me to pray and invite others. It was a Monday night, a time of desperation, loneliness, and despair. Looking back, I was at a place where I was lost spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And I felt myself falling and in a place that no one could lift me or help me but God. Oh, beloved, I heard his voice so clearly. Pray and invite others. And I did just that. And God sent the warriors one by one, name by name, state by state, denomination by denomination, from young to old, all to the glory of God. Our youngest warriors were barely out of pre-K and going into elementary school, whom we affectionately called Deacon Tyrell and Missionary Layla, and lest I forget, young Bishop Charles Jr. What an opportunity to share with them as they voluntarily attended Saturday morning prayer, power, and praise. We bless our mother Helen, who has navigated her own healing to the healing of her husband and her sister, who is now cancer-free. Woo, hallelujah. Matthew 18 and 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Prayer, the catalyst whereby we invite the Spirit of the living God to be with us and work through us. Prayer is the lifeline of the believer, and we thank God that he has given us the ability to pray. When we pray, God hears us and honors us and our requests, not just for us individually, but collectively are answered. Prayer, Power, and Praise has developed strong, vibrant warriors for the kingdom of God. And yes, we are continuing. Although we come from different churches, different denominations, and maybe different backgrounds, we all have the same determined voice. We believe in the power of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We believe that men ought to always pray and not faint, as in Luke 18 and 1. I will agree, at times it's very hard. Yes, very hard to stay focused in prayer with all that's happening in the inside of us, as well as in the natural and all around us. I thank God for anointing us for his purpose. Jesus set the great example of group and or corporate prayer in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. The Lord's Prayer acknowledges the words our and us, signifying that the one who is asked to facilitate leads the group. We call it the intercessors, with the purpose of corporate prayer that channels a collective responsibility of those we are interceding for. It is a powerful attribute of the believer to be able to come together as one voice to change the outcome of those things that dominates our being. I like to call it combustion, woo, an explosion of healing, deliverance, and salvation. Well, beloved, with all that said, I would like to personally invite you to the Prayer, Power, and Praise Prayer Conference, Restored 2023, scheduled for March 10th and March 11th. This, beloved, will be a time of rededication, affirmation, and restoration through Jesus Christ. We are anticipating a grand move of God through our invited panelists and speakers. Will you join us? Please send me a message here on Anchor or email me at restoredrefreshedrenewed22@gmail.com. I'm waiting to hear from you. Come on and pray a minute with me. Father, we bless you for this great opportunity to connect with those lost and without hope. We pray a special prayer over their heart for open doors, reverse decisions, and a way that only you can create. Have mercy upon us, Father, and give us the ability to trudge past all doubt and fear. Forgive us for unknown and known offenses against others. We pray a special prayer for all those connected to the Prayer Power and Praise Ministries Network. Continue to elevate our mind, our body, our spirit for greater works. We thank you in advance for the upcoming prayer conference, that souls will be saved, bodies will be healed, and that needs will be met, and that people will have a way to get there. Hallelujah, and be blessed. Father, we pray and ask all these in your Son's name, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Woo! Hello, beloved. Again, this is Evangelist Robinson. I'm waiting to hear from you and looking to see you at Restored 2023. You have time to register and receive your early bird special. Sponsorships are also available, and we're also welcoming vendors. So please email me here at Anchor or at Restored, Refreshed, Renewed 22@gmail.com. That's Restored, Refreshed, Renewed 22@gmail.com. All right, go in peace, beloved. God loves you. Yes, he does. And so do I. We'll chat soon.